Daniel, did you get a fresh roster for the new semester?
Yeah, I'll see. Each other. Yeah,
they're still, probably last point today, they're still working.
Okay. Oh, sure. I guess they're still working on.
Okay. I wanted to. I want to elaborate a little bit more on the idea that we saw yesterday, that Pshia is a Siba Mechayevus. We learned it yesterday. Pshat and Rishonim or Mechalek between Pshia Gemura and Pshia Sheni Gemura is that Pshia Gemura is a Siba Mechayevus. In Shabbat and Nechassim, based on the Gemara in Kulam. I'm sorry, the Gemara in Miksuvas, in Elimaris. Masha'en kein Pshia Sheni Gemura, Pshia of Gneva Vaveda, that's like Einstein by a shayl. That's the till the Misa. There's no the Misa is Mechayev, the Achrayas. Because of the Achrayas, so the Misa is Mechayev. If it was Makabal Achrayas, the Misa will be Mechayev. The Gneva Vaveda will be Mechayev. But the Pshia itself is not the Sibah Mechayev. That was the Yesod yesterday that we were Mevat. So I want to elaborate this. You know, mechatesa to say that mechatesa that pshia gemura by shem erchin, that's mechayev shem erchinum. Is anything different than pshia sheni gemura by that's mechayev shem esoch? In other words, I'm saying there's a gulf between them. A pshia gemura, the pshia itself is a siva mechayev. It's not the shem erchinum was mechayev achrayis, and therefore now the miso that happens is mechayev. It's as a result of the pshia. No, the pshia itself is mechayev. If he had a pshia and if it's Peshay and he died, the Nechassim will be Mishuvd. Mashenkein, other kinds of Mashenkein by Peshay Shein and Gmur, the Peshay of Gneva Vaveda by Shem Esacha, there, it's not that the Peshay is Mechayim. He was a Mechabal Achrayis, because he was a Mechabal Achrayis, that if it will be Nigna Vernevet, it will be Chayav L'Shalom. He wasn't Mechabal Achrayis, that if it will be Nenesh, he should be Chayav L'Shalom. That only Shoyal is Mechabal, but he was a Mechabal Achrayis, that it will be, that for Gneva Aveda, that if it will be Nigna Veneva, it will be Chayev L'Shalom. So Memela, the Gneva Aveda is Mechayev, but Kozman, there was no Gneva Aveda, he's not Chayev, and if at the end there was Oynis, and that he wasn't Mechabal Achayev. That was the Yisrael from yesterday. So somebody was asking me, somebody asked me, Mechatayse, maybe Shemachimun also is Kabbalah Achayev, maybe the way it works by Shemachimun. I mean, I could answer no, it says in the Gemara in Eilin Aris, that if she is a Sima Chayev, it's that it's not merely a Kabbalah Achayev. I'm clear that, at least, Gemara doesn't say that it's Cholok Pshia Gemur, Pshia Sheni Gemur. Where there's Mechalik between Shia and Oinsen. But Haskolas Devar might have in one day in Aris itself. It says that Oinis is a Kabbalah Sachayas, and there's no Chiyuv Til Shasmi. So, if you all like to do Shabbasa Robot, the Sheil is not the Mechayim. And Shia, the Shia itself is a Mechayim, the Shia itself is a Meshabbat Nechasim. Yeah, but I want to say there's a Chiyuv between Shia Gmur and Shia Sheinig Gmur, a Chiyuv between Shia and Shem Achinom, and Gneva Vaveda by Shem Esochet. That I can't point to the Gemara in Aris. So mechatesa that there's such a distinction. Nonetheless, the emes, the distinction has roots in Rishonim. Is there Rama, famous Rama? Rama says in Perek Beis, Schiris halacha Gimel, I think. The halacha is that the Gemara is memayit from Sukkim that Avon Shtoros and Karkois. There's no chiyuv of a shomer and avodim shtaros and kakos. If somebody was a shomer and a shtar, and then the shtar was stolen, so he's not chayav l'shalom. That was enough from Sukkah. So the Rambam is mechadesh that pshia is different. Pshia, even by avodim shtaros and kakos, is chayav. If you're a shomer and avodim shtaros and kakos, and you were pshia in the shmir, you're chayav. Says the Rambam, because pshia is kemazik. It says in that Rambam. Well, what's the Rambam saying? Rambam says because Pshei is kimazik, so even though Avodim Shtoros and Karkois were mismayt from Chiyuv Hashemim, but Pshei is not Chiyuv Hashemim. Pshei is kimazik. Mazik you have even by Avodim Shtoros and Karkois. If you mazik Karki, you have to pay. If you mazik an Eved, you have to pay. So a Shemer who is Pshei is like a mazik. He's chayav to pay even by Avodim Shtoros and Karkois. That's lechayah what the Rambam is saying. And the Ramban in Dina de Garmi and the Ritva in Shilas and Shuvas Kuf Tzadik Tes, they ask in the Ram. They say, Midin Mazik, Gromu in his open his potla. Midin Mazik, Ram, you're telling me he's just Chayav as Mazik. They understood the Rambam saying, it's just a svar, Peshay is kemazik. They took the Rambam literally, Peshay is mamish kemazik. It's not midini Hashem at all. So they asked, what do you mean? A maximum, it's a grom of an azokah. He was Peshay, and as a result of his pshia, maybe something will happen, and something did happen. So that's grom of an azokah, grom of an azokah is spot. Moreover, if Rameng means literally that Pshia Reu Kemazik means that it's just in Svar, it's like a Mamish literally, it's Mamish Kemazik. It doesn't, her doesn't even need a Pusuk, it's just a Svar, the Pshia is Kemazik. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says in Bamitsit Aftarakei that we learn how Pshia by Shem Esocher and Eshoyel Kalvachemer from Pshia by Hashem Echinim. The Torah's Miram is that Hashem Echinim is Chayiv on Pshia because the Torah says that Hashem Echinim is Nishbal called Dvar Pesha. Hashem Echinim has to take a Shua that he wasn't Pshia. But that's Hashem Echinim, had no Hashem Esocher and Shoyl. So the verse is Kavachoyim, Mad Hashem Esocher and Shoyl, or Chayiv even for Einsin, the Chayiv even for Shem, for Gneva Vareda, respectively. So Kavachoyim, that the Chayiv for Pshir. What do you need Kavachoyim? If Pshir is Kemazik, and it's a Svara, so the same way it's a Svara by Shem Echinim, it's a Svara by Shem Esocher and Shoyl. What do you need a Kavachoyim from Shem Echinim? Chayiv for Pshir, that without a Pasuk, Shem Echinim would also not be Chayiv for Pshir. Exists a kosov by Pshia by Shem Echinim, and with Kalachim we learn out that the same exists a kosov applies to Shem Esocher and Shem. The heart's cash in the Ram. So what's Pshat in the Ram? So the heart of the Pshat in the Ram is, I think this is I'm not the first one to say this. Pshat in the Ram is the Ram never meant to say that Pshia is not is kimazik in Svara, and it's not Mihilcha Shemim. Avad is Mihilcha Shemim. It's Medina Shemim, it's a Chiddush. Normally Pshia will be Grom of Benazokin. It's a Chiddush by Shem Esocha that the Torah considers the Pshia to be the Pshia to be like a Maisa Hezek. What the Ram is saying though is that nonetheless, even in Dina, and it needs a Pasuk, but and therefore it needs a Pasuk, I'll call it Bar Pesha. And it needs a Kalachimer to learn out the Shem Esocha and the Shel, because the Pasuk was said by Shem Echinim. Avada, that's all true. It's not a regular Mazik and Svar. Nonetheless, the Ram held that Pshia is cholov from Gnei Vavaveda and Ains. The Chiyav Pshia, the Chiyav that Hashem Echinim has when he's Pesheya, even though it's Xeris HaKosov, but the nature of Xeris HaKosov is different than the Xeris HaKosov, for example, that Hashem Esocher is Chayav for Gnei Vavaveda. And the Chilik is exactly the Chilik that we can say. That by Pshia is a Mechayav in its own right. It's not a Mechayav because of the Achrayas. The Pshia itself, the Torah said a chiddush din that just like mazik is a ma'aseh machayev, if my mom is mazik, or I'm sorry, if I'm mazik somebody, if I'm mazik and I am, the ma'aseh mazik is a ma'aseh machayev. So when a shomer is peshay and a shmir, the ma'aseh pshia is a ma'aseh machayev as if he was mazik. A peshay, a shomer who's peshay b'shmirosu, the Torah gives a dinim as if he was mazik. About it's gzeres hakosuv, and if he's not a shomer, it's not true. But the gzeres hakosuv says that the pshia is a ma'aseh machayev. The Torah reckoned the pshia of a shomer as if it's a ma'aseh mazik, and a ma'aseh mazik is a ma'aseh mechayev. Ma'ashenkin echiv gneva vavedo, or einsin by a shoyl. Those are not. There is not that the gneva vavedo is a ma'aseh mechayev. There is a din achrayis that the shomer socha was makabel achrayis. If anything will happen to the pikot. I mean, he wasn't makabel achrayis for einsin, but he was makabel achrayis for gneva vavedo, and therefore he's chayev by gneva vavedo. He guaranteed. The shomer, that's a different thing. The shomer guaranteed that he's going to that he'll make good the loss of Gneva Vaveda. The shoyl guaranteed even more that he'll make good the loss of Einsen. But it's not that the pshia of Gneva, the mixas pshia that brought about the Gneva Vaveda, that's not a ma'aseh mechayev. The achrayas that he was makabel, rather he was makabel achrayas b'shas that he was makabel shmira, or that he was makabel, or that he was makabel the sheila. And now, and the Achrayis says that if it will be Nenes, it will become Chayiv. So what's Mechayiv in the Einsin? That's the Gemara in Eilanayis. According to Mishnah Basar of Rava, the Mis is Mechayiv, not even the Sheil is Mechayiv. Not even Shas Mashiach, but the Mis is the Mechayiv. Mele, they're fundamentally different. And the Rambam held, we'll explain how the Rambam knew maybe, but and the Rambam held that Avodim, Shtoris, and Karkois were only Nismai from the Kabbalah's Achrayis of Shmira. But they weren't nismayed from the Shem Shomer entirely. A person is a Shomer he's a Shomer and Avonim, Soros, and Karkois. It's not that he doesn't have a Shem Shomer. A Shem Shomer he has. The Torah has nismayed him from the Dine Kabbalah Sachayis. So Kabbalah Sachayis, he doesn't have Kabbalah Sachayis and Avonim, Soros, and Karkois. So Mel is not Chayiv in Eva Aveda, he's not Chayiv in Oinsin, he's not Chayiv in all those things that flow from the Kabbalah Sachayis. But Pshia is not a Kabbalah Sechayis. Pshia is a totally different thing. Pshia is a Maisa Mazik. It's a Chiddush Din. It's only a Maisa Mazik by a Shomer. Because it's a Chiddush in Dinei HaShomer. But in Dinei HaShomer, it says that when a Shomer is Pshia, it's a Maisa Mazik. It's a Maisa Mechayis. And the Rambam held that even by Vodim Storis and Kakor, it's a Maisa Hashem Shomer you have, and therefore the Pshia's core has a Shomer. And even the Ramban and the Ritva are cholik on the Rambam, and they say that by avod mustaris and kakoyis yipotim from everything, they might agree to the fundamental difference between pshia and gneva v'aveda. They just hold that the Torah was memayit avod mustaris and kakoyis from everything. You don't even have a shem shomer. So they held, what's the difference? L'maisa, you don't have the Torah was memayit from the whole parasha of shomer. So they taste it say chilukin. And the Rambam held. I don't know how the Rambam knew it, but the Rambam held, no, the meat is only on the dinim of Kabbalah Sechayis and the Kabbalah Sechayis of Shemim, but it's not a miut on the Maisa Masik of Shemim, the Maisa Masik of Shem. Even though the Chayil can around them in the particular halacha of Avodim Storis and Karkois, and they held it by Avodim Storis and Karkois, they're always might completely. It's a package deal. Because that's because they learned that the miut is a package deal, that Avodim Storis and Karkois and it's might from the whole parasha of Shemim. So if you're not a shomer at all, then she is just a grama ben zokin. And the Rambam, whereas the Rambam held that the miut of avodim shtaris and karkois is only a miut from the kabbalah, from the dinim of kabbalah sachayis of a shomer, but it's not a miut from the shomer altogether. So kabbalah says so gneva veda is nismayit, because that has to do with kabbalah sachayis of shmir. But pshia, which by a shomer is kemazik, so but on that there's no miut. And another Rambam as well. I have a pun that connects the two Rambams. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Chometz Matzah Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says like this: the halacha is, the Gemara says that if a person is mechabel achrayis on chometz of a goy, this is goy shechometz. But I'm the orav that if anything happens to it, I'll pay for it. I am the insurance company that's guaranteeing the chometz that's by the, or the goy gave the chometz to me to watch. And I was Makabal Achayas, and if anything happens to it, they'll have to pay the guy. So the your Oyver Bal Yorobal Yimotz. That's the Gemara that from Sukkim, that the Kabbalah Achayas and Mechayim Bal Yorobal Yimotz. So the Shaila is Kabbalah Achayas, from what level of Kabbalah Achayas do you need in order to be Chayim and Bal Yorobal Yimotz? So some Machlekes Yishayim, three way Machlekes. Some Yishayim hold you have to have Kabbalah Achayas Gemura even from Ayinus. If it's anything less than the Kabbalah, than the full Kabbalah Achayas of Ayinus, that even if it's Nenis, you're going to have to give it back. Then you're not, there's no Bayer Obani Matz. So I'm Yishayim hold the other extreme. Any Kabbalah Sechayis at all, even the Achayis of Hashem Echinim, who's Chayiv and Mashiach, that's also enough to be in the Chayiv and Bayer Obani Matz. And the Rambam holds in between. Kabbalah Sechayis of Mashiach of Hashem Echinim is not enough to be Chayiv and Bayer Obani Matz. But Kabbalah Sechayis of Nevi Vaveda is enough to be Chayiv and Bayer Obani Matz. So Rambam Sheet is difficult. The two extremes, I understand. Always extremes are easier to understand because they're more logically consistent. I understand that in order to be called the Rabbi Yimotzeh, you need to have full Kabbalah Sechayis. If it's a less than full Kabbalah Sechayis, then it's lacking. That's not called the Rabbi for Rabbi Yimotzeh. I understand the other extreme, that any Kabbalah Sechayis at all is Mechayit. That I also understand. But what's the Ram? What's this compromise of the Ram? Kabbalah Sechayis of Hashem Echinom is not Mechayit mean Bal Rabbi Yimotzeh. The Kabbalah Sechayis of Hashem Esocher is, and a Shoyal is Mechayit mean Bal Rabbi Yimotzeh. The answer is, Rav Chanan says, the answer is with this Yisoid. In order to be over by Yor by Yemotze, I need that I had achrayis for the Chomets. That I have an achrayis that's mechayiv me for the Chomets. I took responsibility. I'm guaranteeing the Chomets. So if I'm a Shemich Socher, I have a Kabbalah Achrayis. I'm going to have a If I'm a Shoyal, I have Kabbalah Achrayis for a Shoyal. So even though the thing didn't get destroyed yet, so there's no Chiyuv yet. I don't have a Chiyuv. We call that the Basar of Rabbah. Only Mishas Miso do you become Chayav B'Poyel. But the Achrayis is there. I don't have a Chiyav. I don't even have a Siva Mechayavis in yesterday's terminology. But I do have Achrayis. I was Mekabal Achrayis for the Chometz. And the Torah said, you're not allowed to be Mekabal Achrayis for Chometz. Masha'en came to Kabbalah by Hashem Echinon, that is Chayav B'Mshiyah. That's not really Achrayis. It's not that I was Mekabal Achrayis for Mshiyah. I wasn't Mekabal anything. But since I'm a Shomer, if I will be Peshaya, then that will be a Maisa Mechayev. That'll be a Maisa Mazik. Fine, but I wasn't Peshe. I'm watching the Chumash diligently. I'm not Peshe. I'm not. So there's nothing. There's no Kabbalah Chayis. There's no anything. It's like saying that, you know, if this Goyish Chumash is sitting by me, that I wasn't Kabbalah Chayis or anything. But if I damage it, I'm going to have to pay for it. If I burn it up, I'm going to have to pay for it. Yeah, for Shetzach. That doesn't make me Chayim and Balyor Balyamotzi before I burnt it. It's just Goyish Chumash that happens to be sitting by me. So Shayimachinam is Goyish Chumash that happens to be sitting by me, and I happen to be Shemirit. So by me, if I'll be Peshea, my Peshea will be Kemazik. But Kodman, I wasn't Peshea. There's nothing. Shemesochre has a Kabbalah Sachrayas that makes him Chayiv and Gneva, that makes him ultimately, that makes it that if it will begin Nigneva Neva, so he's going to have to make it good. So that's Lezen Akarim, Kabbalah Sachrayas, that's Mechayiv and Bali Rabbi Yamas. See, again, the same is that Pshia, the Chayiv of Peshea by Hashem Echinom, is fundamentally different than the Chayiv of Gneva Veda they have by Hashem Esoch. Emes and Lashon Torah is very geshmak. The chiyuv neva vaveidu by Hashem Esochu, the Torah says beferish. The chiyuv einstein by Hashem, the Torah says beferish. The chiyuv pshia by Hashem Echidim, the Torah doesn't say beferish, but just know it by implication, because you have to take a shvuah shalei posh, I'll call to our pesha. It's hard in the Torah itself. It's very geshmak with you this. The Torah says the dinim of achayis of Hashem. Pshia is not the dinim of achayis. Pshia is kemazik. That's a different thing. It's different than the others. There's another emes to this, though it might be totally in the machlekes shem, which we'll see later. Oh, I have this book to see. The Gemara in Baba Kama, at the beginning of Akainis, by the Gemara that says, we've referenced the Gemara many times, that Shen Regal Bor, the Torah was Memai Mir to Bishmir Rasul. Torah Mir to Bishmir Rasul. Karen needs a high level of Shmir. Any little Pshia is Mechayiv you and Karen. But Shen Regal Bor, Torah Mir to Bishmir Rasul. You need a high level Pshia to be Mechayiv and Shen Regal and Bor and Esh, those four. So how do we know that that's true? Where does it say that in Torah? Let's just borrow the Gemara a second. So the Gemara looks at the Pesukim. The Gemara says, how do we know? Arba Torah Matara Mirta B'Shmerosim Bar Eish Shem V'Regel Bar Dixiv Giftach Ish Bar Like Yichur Ish Bar. And that was not such a so relevant right now. Eish dechsev shalom yishalom ha-mavir sabeira at the Ovid kein mavir. Says that you only chayiv for Eish if you did kein mavir. So that means that you did a pshia, a big pshia. That's kein mavir. A big pshia is kein mavir. Shein dechsev uvir b'steyachar at the Ovid kein uvir. Regular dechsev shilach at the Ovid kein mishilach. So what's pshat on the drosha? So Rashi says kein mavir the pshia. What's this drasha here? The Torah says a drasha that by Shen Regel Eishin Bor you need to have only a little bit of shmir to be potter, which means you need a lot of pshia in order to be chayv. You need a pshia gemur in order to be chayv. Right? That's the mukiyah by us. That Karen, the pshia of Karen is not enough to make the loss of pshia of sofer bainus. Only the pshia of Shen Regel is enough to make the loss of pshia of sofer bainus because you need a pshia gemur. But where do we know it from? So the drasha is because the Torah says ubir at the Ovid kein ubir. So Rashi explains if you were pesheya, that's like you were maver biyadayim. So the Torah says ubir keilu you maver biyadayim. I don't have to be maver biyadayim. I just have to be pesheya watching the eish. But if I was pesheya, then it's at the Ovid kein ubir. A pshia that she'en agmur is not called kein ubir. So it's just a drasha. It's a drasha. But l'chora, what it's at least in the light of what we're saying, we could read pshat in this drasha. That's exactly what the drasha is saying. Pshia gemura, that's a maisa mazik. So that's keinu bir. If you peshe a pshia gemura and shmir seish, that's keilu, that's a maisa mazik. That's keilu you were, since you have a chi of shmir on my, just like by shomer chinam, since you're shomer, since you have a chi of, since you have to be a shomer, so if you're peshe in the shmira, so it's called you were peshe. It's called a maisa mazik, like the rabbi peshe reyuka mazik. So if I have my own property, but I have to, my own property, I also have to watch, it shouldn't damage other people. And if I was Peshea Pshia Gemura in the guarding of my own property from being Mazik other people, so that's called at the Ovid Keinu Bir. That's like a Maisa Mazik. Mashenkin, if it's a low level Pshia, it's a low level, it's a Pshia on the level, let's say, of Gneva Vaveda, Pshia Sheinu Gemura. So, yeah, I have a Chayas. That's not called that I did a Maisa Mazik Bir Daim. That's not called Keinu Bir. That's more like Kabbalah Sachayas. I have a Chayas for my moment that if it's Mazik, I have to pay for it. But the pshi itself is not called a maisa, not a maisa, not a maisa. That's not a riot, this last piece, you know, but it's very geschmack in the light of what we're saying.
But when you're showing the chametz of the guy, so don't you at least have to agree that you're the shomer?
Yeah, but agreeing to be a shomer is not mechayim ba'yor ba'yimotze. What's mechayim ba'yor ba'yimotze is that I have a certain connection to the chametz itself, that I have an achrayis on the chametz itself. The achrayis, the Gemara is a pesuk from pesukim, but chametz that I have achrayis, that I'm the guarantor of that chametz. Anything happens to it, I have to pay. So that's a kind of bialis that makes me chayim ba'yor ba'yimotze. Ba'yishay mechinim, I don't have an achrayis for the chametz. I can't be peshe, because peshe are yukamazit. To the extent that I'm a shomer, so if I'm peshay in the shmir, so I'm kemazik. That's a new ma'aseh mazik. It's mechayim. If it's not the achrayis, it's mechayim. It's a lom l'shechil. Not a ba'al bat l'shechil. It's a lom l'shechil. But that's a lom l'shechil. Kabbalah's achrayis to some legal relationship that I have with the chometz, that whose effect is that if anything happens to the chometz, I'm like the orav on the chometz. Shomer mechayim not an orav on the chometz. You can't, if you burn the chometz up, then about you have to pay. And not only that, but if you're a shomer and you peshay up shiur gmura, then it's as if you burnt it up. Because he's relying on you to watch it, then you walked away and it got destroyed. So that's as if you burned it up. Fine, but Kozman, you don't do that. You don't have any achrayis for the chametz. By Hashem Esochi, you have achrayis. If it gets stolen, you have to pay. By Yisrael, you have achrayis. If it's nenes, you have to pay. And that achrayis that you entered into that makes you somehow gives you some kind of connection to the chametz that you suffer a loss if the chametz. That's it. If the chametz is never, you're going to suffer a loss. That's a mitzvah bialos. So if I'm Yishayim Socher, if the chometz will be nigna, but never, you're going to suffer a loss. That's a mitzvah bias. By Yishayim even more, even if the chometz will be nenas, so you're going to suffer a loss. That makes you a bialim. By Yishayim Mechinim, it's not that if something happens to the chometz, you're going to suffer a loss. If you're Peshaya, then it's as if you were mazik be a dayim. Fine, because man, you're not Peshaya and you're not mazik be a dayim, so then you have no bias on that chometz. One other nekud that I want to add over here. Back in Asugya. So we see on Asugya also this yisoid, there's a difference between a Pshia Gemur and a Pshia Sheinah Gemur. Both in the Mekiyosef and in the Rashba. They both say this yisoid. All right, let's go back to Asugya for a second. You have Kelim that are Somach HaKesel, and the Gemara says that if the kelev or the gdi fell off of the kaisel, the Mishnah says if the kelev gdi fell off of the kaisel, you're on it, it's oinus and you're pot. So the Gemara asks what he means. Chalosu b'shiyah v'sayfah b'oinus. Chalosu b'shiyah, maybe the kelev and the gdi are going to jump down, and then you're going to be chayav. And now it happens to be that they fell down, so it's chalosu b'shiyah v'sayfah b'oinus. So the Gemara answers, the mikvi kelev will gabi kaisel. So therefore, it's not chalosu b'shiyah, because if the kelev will jump, they'll overshoot the kelev. So I was never pesheh vis-a-vis these kelev. So these kelim, when the kelim and the thief fell down, so it's oinus mitchilav atzav. That's the Gemara. So the Rashba and the Nukesah both asked, one second, and what would be if the thief did jump straight down, dived right down, and broke the kelim? So the Nukesah holds that that would be keren. He says maximum it's mishunah. It's not oinus gomer. He says that it's mishunah. That's what Birari knows, but he says that's called mishunah. So then it's a pshia on the level of care. The Rashba asked the kasha in a different nusach. The Rashba held that if the gdi jumps straight down, not only is it karen, it's regal. The Rashba was medayik from the brisa itself. The brisa says kof tzuchayev and noflu potter. And the Rashba learns it's the same kelim. He doesn't want to learn like the other rishonim. It's the stodim funny. That the koftu is one kelim, the kelim that are far, and the noflu is the kelim that are close. Rice is mashma, the very same kelim. If he was kaifetz and he broke them, he's chayiv nezek shalom. And if he fell and he broke them, then he's potter. So from that, the Rashba says that even if the deep jumps straight down, so the chayiv mishim regel. Because even though it's not the normal kind of jump, but it's normal enough that it's still called regel. It doesn't become karen. It's regel. No, so it's chalosu b'shiyah v'sayif v'vayis. On the level of regel, even. In the case of only thought it's chalosu b'shiyah on the level of karen. The Rashba says it's chalosu b'shiyah on the level of regel. And they both give the same answer, the answer that we've been talking about. It's not a pshia gemur. It's tchilosu b'pshia, but it's a pshia shein gemur. But the answer is a little bit different in the Mekaisis version. It means something different for the Mekaisis than for the Rashba. For the Mekaisis, it means that it's not, it's a Pshia on the level of Keren. The Pshia of Keren is a Pshia Shenei Gmur. Right? It's Meshunah, it's a Pshia of Meshunah. That's why it's only Chatzin Ezer. So it's a Pshia on the level of Keren. That's a low level of Pshia. That's called a Pshia Shenei Gmur. The Notchalos of Pshia B'Seifer B'Leit. The Rashba learns, no, we're talking about a Pshia on the level of Regel still. But even on the level of Regel, there's different gradations of Pshia. The Pshia of jumping Meirochoik, which is more common, that's a Pshia Gmur, that has also a Pshia B'Seifer B'Leit. But a Pshia of jumping straight down, it's still Regel, it's not Meshunah. But it's not the usual jump. So it's a Pshia he considers a Pshia Pshia She'en Gmur. Pshia She'en Gmur. So that does not have to also be Pshia B'Seifer B'Leit. So what's this Machoikas Tolion? First of all, it's a Tolion. This Machoikas, the Rashban and the Gezi. Number two, the Rashba itself needs a Hezbah because the Chayra, if it's regular, it's a Pshia Gemara. The Gemara said that Arba Dvarim HaTorah Miyata B'Shmirasa, and regular is one of the things that Torah was Mimayit B'Shmirasa. That means in order to be Chayra for regal, you have to have had no Shmira at all. Because if you had Epis of Shmira, even a little bit of Shmira, then you're not Chayra for Shen V'Regel, as or for Eish Bor. Those are the Arba Dvarim. So Torah's been might in the Shmir. That means in order to be chayav for Shen regulation bar, you need to have a high level Pshia. But you didn't even do a Shmir mix. You didn't even do a mix of Shmir. You didn't even do a Shmir of Ksas. So that means you need a Pshia, right? That's the Torah's been might in the Shmir. That means in order to be chayav, you need a big Pshia. So Shen regulation bar, you need a big Pshia. So if it's regal, it means it's a big Pshia. So why is the Rashba called it a Pshia Shen anymore? Yeah, so the Rashba says Chiluk, no, but it's a big Pshia, but not so big. It's big enough to be regular, but not big enough to be closer to Shia B'Seifer B'Emes. So what's exactly the pshat in that? What's the get that? So I think that this machlokes in the Rashi and the Kiyosef, this has shroshim. We saw the Gemara in Baba Mitzi and Taragimo that one of the differences between the Shem Chinam and the Shem Sachar, and here you see it is. But Shem, we also have this distinction. Shem Chinam has to be a Pshia Gmur to be Chayav. Shem Esacha doesn't need a Pshia Gmur, even a Shmir a Pshia Shein Gmur on the level of Gneva Vaveit. There's also a Chayav of Shem Esacha. So one of the differences between Shem Chinam and Shem Esacha, and the Pshuta, those things parallel. Just like by Shem, we have the Pshia Gmur of Shem Chinam and the Pshia Shein Gmur of Shem Esacha. By Nezikin, you have the Pshia Gmur of the Arba Dorim, Shein Regulation Bar. And you have this Machayev Shein Regulation Bar, and you have the Pshia She'enim Gmur that's Machayev by Keren. Pashtus, they're parallel. We'll see in a second if it's really parallel, but Pshuta, they're parallel. So one of the differences between Shem Chinam and Shem Esacha is the Gemara and Saragimel and the Beis and Bar Metzia that we talked about the other day, where the Gemara says that if you were watched at Kedinatri Inshi, Rishayim Kedinatri Inshi, it means you took, when everybody took a lunch break, you took a lunch break. When everybody took a nap, you took a nap. So by Shem Chinam, it's good enough. But by Hashem Esochar, it's Machaikas Rabbah and Abai. And we pass in against Rabbah, we pass in like Abai, that is not good enough. So if you took a lunch break when everybody else took a lunch break, by Hashem Echinim, you bought it. But by Hashem Esochar, already you're high. That was the moment with the Ari, with the guy who took a lunch break and the line came in the Tishim. So Taisvis, in Baba Kanuch, at Gimel and Aleph, Dibur Maskel B'Sheshiber, Taisvis says that Shem V'Regel, since the Torah is Mamayik B'Shmirasa, which means that in order to be Chayef and Shem V'Regel, you need a Pshia Gemura. So therefore, when it comes to Shem V'Regel, if you were Shemir, you could not tree in Shi, then you put it. It was Taisus equates. He says, since Shem V'Regel needs to have a Pshia Gemura in order to be Chayef, so it has the dinim of a Shemir Chinam. Just like by a Shemir Chinam, it's enough for him to be not there, could not tree in Shi, that's enough for a Shemir Chinam. So Shem Regel is equivalent to a Shem Chinam. If he was not the Kedinatri Inshi, so he's pot. See, Tosis Beferish equated Shem Regel and Eishen Bar presumably to Shem Chinam. You need a Pshia. What's called a Pshia Gemura by Shem Chinam? That means you. It's called a Pshia Gemura by Shem Regel Eishen Bar. So if you're not the Kedinatri Inshi, so it means it wasn't a Pshia Gemura by Shem Chinam. Then it's not a Pshia Gemura to Mimachai of Shem Regel Eishen Bar either. The Ra'ah, the Mekesef and Nunches brings a Ra'ah, who says B'Shem the Ramban, that it's not true. That even if you were not a Kedinatri Inshi, you napped and everybody naps, and you took a lunch break, when everybody takes a lunch break, which is good enough for Hashem Echinam, but by Hashem by Shem Veregel you'll be chayav. In other words, even though the Gemara says that Abadur Matar Amir to Bishmirasim, that Shen Regal Eishin Bar, in order to be chayav, need of Shia Gemura, but it doesn't mean Shia Gemura on the level that Hashem Echinam has to have in order to be chayav. It could be a lesser Shia. You took a nap when everybody takes a nap. If you be Hashem Echinam, you'll be okay, because that's not called the Shia Gemura. Shen Regal will be chayav. Because for Shen Regal, that's enough of a Shia to be chayav for Shen Regal. There's more levels according to the Ramban. There's more levels. There's a level of Shia Gemur, it's Mechayev Hashem Echinam, and that's if you took a lunch break, it's out of Shia Gemur, because everybody else takes a lunch break too, so you're the same as everybody else, no worse than anybody else. So that's by Hashem Echinam you potter, because you didn't do a Shia Gemur. Shen Veregel doesn't, the Shen Veregel is more Chayev than that, more culpable than that. Shen Veregel, even if you took a lunch break, you're Chayev for Shen Veregel. You took a lunch break and your ox went and went into Rosh Hashanah or somebody, you're going to be Chayev. That's still called by Shen Veregel, that's still called the Pshia Gemur. And then there's a level of Pshia, She'ena Gemur, even for Shen Veregel, Achais, you put up a wall that will be Oymed Ruach Metzuya, and it fell in Ruach She'ena Metzuya, that's already a Pshia, She'ena Gemur, even for Shen, that's already, then it's potter by Shen Veregel. You'll be Chayef for Karen, but not for Shen Veregel. You have a similar thing in the Rashba, in the beginning of Aminiach. Rashba says in the beginning of Aminiach that the Gemara talks about Niskel Pesheu by Bor, Niskel Pesheu. That means you tripped and you fell, and now you dropped your kalim, and now your kalim are out there, and people trip over them. So is the tripping of Pesheu. So the Gemara over there says this is Madom, Machlekes in the Gemara, but it's Madom, and Niskel is a Pesheu. If you tripped and fell, and now you, because you tripped and fell, so now you have a Bor, which is a Rabim, so you're Chayiv. Remember, Bor is from the things that are Tera Mirta B'Shmirosim. You need a Pshia Gemur. So the Chared says that Niskel is Pesha on a level of Pshia Gemur. So the Rashba says it doesn't mean that it's a level of Pshia that would be Chayv Hashem Echinam. Hashem Echinam would trip and would be Niskel and the Pekodim would break, we would not be Mechayv. It's not a Pshia Gemur like Abba Hashem Echinam. It's a Pshia Gemur in the sense that you need a Pshia Gemur for Shem Veregel. It's not a Pshia Gemur in the sense you need a Pshia Gemur for Shem Echinam. Look at Kitzer, it says in this. It says here we have machlekes yishayim. When the Gemara says that Shen Veregel need to have a Pshia Gemur in order to be chayav, Arba Dor Matar Mirta B'Shmirasim. I mean, Shen Veregel Eishin Boy need a Pshia Gemur to be able to be chayav. Taisus holds that means a Pshia Gemur like you have by Hashem Echinam. And the Ramban, the Ramban, and the Rashba hold that no, for Shen Veregel you need a bigger Pshia than you have for Shem Esocher. Shem Socha doesn't need much Pshia at all to be Chayav. Shem Chinam needs. What did I just say? The Rashba, they say that Shen Veregel need more Pshia than Karen. But they don't need Pshia Gemur like you have by Hashem Chinam. That's just not like a Shem. So now. Oh, so now I understand the nekudah here between the Mekesef and the Rashba. This piece that I'm saying right now, basically of Aaron says this in Mishnah of Aaron, in Ches. This little Cheshbon right now, this little piece. Rav Aaron says that's the machlekes here between the Rashba and the Mekesef. What pshia is called a ma'aseh mechayev? What level of pshia do we, going back to our distinction? I don't know if Rav Aaron talks in those terminologies or not. Maybe, but Rav Aaron says this piece of the Cheshbon. But let's use our terminology. What level of pshia is a siba mechayelis? What level of pshia is kemazik? I'm sure to tell you this, at least from what we know, and it's mustabe that way, the pshia is mechayev Hashem Echinam. I mean, the makarim that we're talking about before, where we see that the concept, this chiluk, that pshia is a ma'aseh mechayev, those are good, that's by the Rambam that I told you about before, that's all by Hashem Echinam. Mustabe that way, the whole mocha for this distinction is that the stam Hashem Echinam is the gold standard. The pshia that's mechayev Hashem Echinam doesn't have kabbalas achayis in any other way. But for Pshi is Chayav. So some of you want to know what's called the Pshi. The Pshi itself is called the Maisa Masik. The Pshi itself is a Maisa Machayav, as opposed to being a kind of Kabbalah Sachayas. Shem Achinim is probably the benchmark. The Pshi that's Machayav Shem Achinim, that's a Pshi where the Pshi itself is called the Maisa Masik. Any Pshi that's not Machayav Shem Achinim, that's only Machayav Shem Socher or Shoyol, that's a Pshi that comes from, that's a Pshi that's only Machayav because of the Kabbalah Sachayas. Machayav al Derech Gneva Vavet. So if you're like Tosfos, that the level of that Shen Veregel, the Pshi that you need to be Chayav Shen Veregel, is the Pshi of the level of Shem Achinim, which equates the levels. So that means Shen Veregel, anything, any Pshi that's good enough to be Chayav Shen Veregel, is a Pshi Gemur that's a Maisa Mazik. Is a Pshi that's a Siva Mechayavis. If on the other hand you hold like the Ra'oh, like the Ramban, like the Rashba, that to be mechayev shen veregel, you don't need a pshi in the level of shem achinam. So that means that you have pshi by shen veregel that's not good enough to be mechayev shem achinam. That pshi is not a pshi. That pshi, it's good enough to be mechayev shen veregel, but it's not a pshi gemur that should be called a siva mechayevus. That'll be chayev the way Karen is chayev. It's kabbalah sechayes. The Torah gave me a chayes for my moment. Not kabbalah sechayes. The Torah was matel me a chayes for my moment amazim. So maybe I think that's the Nekudas Machlokes. The Mekudas Yosef is going like Tosfos, that in order to, that anything that qualifies for Shem Veregel is a Pshi of Shem Achinu. It's a Pshi of Mechayevus. So maybe Bahim was posted that if you jump straight down, if it would be Regel, it would be a Pshi of Mura, because of Pshi of Shem Veregel is Chayev. But therefore, he has the cash only because he thinks jumping straight down is Karen. Jumping straight down is Karen, that's about a Pshi of Shein Gemur, that's a Pshi on the level of Neva Vavet. Here you don't say close to b'shir v'soifah ba'olus, because that's not a b'shir, that's mechayev. Going back to the yesterday shir. Vashenkin, the Rashba l'shitosoi. The Rashba holds by niskel, this is a Ravine's question, the Rashba holds by niskel p'sheil, that you can have shen v'regel, that's a b'shir to be mechayev shen v'regel. It's a pretty high level b'shir, it's mechayev shen v'regel. Wouldn't be, it's a pretty high level, you know, not everything's mechayev shen v'regel. It's a good enough pshir to mechayev shen v'regel, but it doesn't yet rise to the level of being a pshir that would mechayev shem achinam. That level pshir, even by regel, is not a siba mechayevus. The chiv only comes from my achrayus from my moment amazik. For that, you don't have to also pshir v'soifu v'aitz. But if only if I have a pshir gemura, we find shem achinam, and from shem achinam we learn out to everywhere else, that a pshir gemura is called a maisa mazik. So that already is a maisa mazik that's mechayev me for the pshir and for anything that results from the pshir. There already I'll have to also b'shir v'soifa by nischayev. So the Rashba l'shitosi is mechalik even within regel. Chilosa b'shir that the animal could be kofetz meirochik, which is normal. That's a b'shir gemur that even a shomer chinin would be chayev for. So that even a shomer chinin would be chayev for. So that's chilosa b'shir v'soifa by nis, says the Rashba. But jumping straight down, that's a b'shir, but it's not a b'shir gemur, it's still regel. But it's not so usual. It's a pshia good enough for regal, but it's not the maximum pshia gemur. Meaning, it's not a pshia that would be mechayev b'shem achinam. So that's not a pshia that itself is a ma'aseh mechayev. That's only a pshia that my achrayus, my mamon amazik, is mechayev me for things that happen as a result of my negligence in washing my mamon amazik. The mechayev is that's a kabbalas achrayus to kedin. And that already goes back to what we said yesterday. Kabbalas achrayus to kedinim. I'm going to use the kabbalas achrayus by mamon amazik. It's not kabbalas achrayus. The Torah is matlam me the achrayus, but it's the same thing. That I think chiyuvim that come from my achrayus, so but the pshi itself is not the pshi is not the mechayev. My achrayus is mechayev me when the nezik happens. Well, when the nezik happens, was it oimus? The animal fell, the kelah fell, right? It goes back to yesterday. If the gdi actually fell, he wasn't masik pshi, it was masik b'oimus. But there was tchilosim pshi, and it was tchilosim pshi, and it was oimus shabal machmas pshi. Because if the animal wouldn't have climbed up there, which was a pshi, then the animal wouldn't have fallen. But the mice fell and it was oimus. So where it's a pshi gemura, the pshi itself is mechayev me, meaning the pshi itself is meshabed the nechosim to receive a chiyuv. It's meshabed by nechosim to pay for anything that results from the pshi. Well, the full resulted from the pshi. That's chiloshe pshi b'soif b'oimus. But where it's a pshi shabed gemura, which according to the Rashba might still be regal, but it's not the kind of pshi gemura that's mechayev by shem rechimim. That means it's a pshi where the pshi itself is not the siva mechayevus. It's a pshi that I have a charayus for my kelev and my gdi, that if my kelev and my gdi cause damage in a way that's not an oinus, I have to pay for it. Well, my kelev and my gdi caused damage, but it was oinus because they fell. I was chilosh of pshi. That's the Rashi Peshitta. That there you don't say Flashi Peshitta Sofer Bein Eschayim, and that's what they take out from the Gemara about the. That's what all the Rishonim were machir from the Gemara Tzadik Gimel Mamatzir. That if you took a lunch break when everybody takes a lunch break, there's no tefillah, even a way to abay that you're not allowed to do it. Then you chayev if there was a Peshitta, but for Sofer Bein Eschayim, you're not chayev because not a Peshitta Gemur. It's only a Peshitta on the level of Neva Vaved. It's only Kabbalah Sechayis to Peshitta. Yeah, exactly. If a Shem Echinam was, it'll be a Nafkamira by a Shem Echinam. I mean, Poshet is a Nafkamira by a Shem Echinam. If you have a Shem Echinam, he was watching a Gdi, and the Gdi climbed up on a roof and fell down and killed himself. Or we could say a simpler case. I wasn't watching the Kelev and a Gdi, I was watching Caleb. And a Kelev and a Gdi, my Kelev and my Gdi climbed up on the roof and fell down and broke the Kelev that I was watching. And I'm a Shem Echino. So that will be, so it'll come out, Abi Potter, about Abi Potter. Both according to the Mikyosef and according to the Rabbi. According to the Mikyosef, Abi Potter, because it's Mishunah. It's only a Pshia on the level of, it's only a Pshia on the level of Keren, Chatzinezek. So about a Shem Echino will be Potter for Shem. Shem Esochem might be Chai, but a Shem Echino will be Potter. Shem Echino is only Chai for a Pshia Gmur, it's not a Pshia Gmur. Even according to the Rashba, that is regal, but it's the low level regal, which means it's the level of regal that's equivalent to Shem Esochah, but it's not the high level regal. Within regal itself, you have pshias that are equivalent to pshia of Shem Esochah, and you have pshias that are equivalent to Shem Echina. That's the Rashba by Niskel Pesheir. Within regal, you could have a pshia that doesn't rise the level yet of the pshia that's Mechayev Shem Echina. So Nechrami, if I'm a Shem Echina manakli, and the animal jumps straight down, I'll be part of Nechrami. Hey, Mehmed Var. Both according to the Rashba, and the bottom Tosis is talking about also such a case. That you're Shomer Kalim and then an animal jumps straight down. Taisa says, Taki Yapot. Taisa says, Yapot, Taisa the Farish, or Taisa Menu. Taisa is the Farish, Taisa Menu. Parents is the Farish. That Yapot, even if you chayef Mishum Karen. Because the Shomer Chinam is not chayef for things that were our Mishunah. Because that's not a Shigmur. How should I know something Mishunah is going to happen? I want to do the Ramad. Maybe I have time. Just be kids in the months. I don't have a Ramad in front of me. Anybody have a Ramad in front of me? The Ramad of a Mitzvah Sari Gimel. The Ramad of a Mitzvah Sari Gimel talks about the same thing as Tosfos on a Mitzvah Sari Gimel and another Rishonim. That the Gemara over there was about the shepherd. He ran out for lunch. The Chag is Rabbi and Abai. Right? We have a Brisa. Well, first we saw what the Chag is Rabbi and Abai. Rabbi says, that a roya is a shomer socha. Shomer socha who takes a lunch break when everybody else takes a lunch break, so he's potter. Not a pshir. Not a pshir. Even for shomer socha, it's not a pshir. And Abai is chaylik, and Abai says no, it's called a pshir. For shomer socha, it's a pshir. The Gemara later on explains because the shomer socha, even though everybody else took a lunch break, but the mafkid says to the shomer socha, yeah, but that's why I'm paying you that you shouldn't take a lunch break. That's not like his rabbi and Abai. So. Rabbi brought a brisa that somebody took a break and then a lion came and ate up the sheep. So if it was a strong shepherd with a weak lion, that he could have been oimid kenet, then he's chayev because he's a peshe. He took a lunch break, the lion came and ate the sheep. If he would have been there, the lion wouldn't have eaten the sheep. So he's peshe and he's chayev. But if it was a great big lion and not such a big shepherd, so then he's potter because he's oimid anyway. That's the brisa. So Abai understood the cases. He took a lunch break by lunch. Says Abai, according to you, Rabbi, even if it's a great big lion, but even if it's a weakling lion, I'm sorry, so even if it's a little it's a bitsy lion, so why is he chayev? He wasn't a peshe. He took a lunch break when everybody took a lunch break. So Rabbi answered him, no, he took a lunch break in the middle of the afternoon. So that's about a pshir. So Abai asked him back. So then even if it's a great big lion, which is oynes, but it's chilasha b'vusiyah, it's like a bite. That's the gemara. Then the gemara goes on. So Taisus medayik. And Rabbi also makes the same diak. He says, what's it any better according to Abai? He took a lunch break by lunch, but Abai considers that to be a pshir. So Vaiter, so why if it's a great big lion is he potter? Chilasha b'vusiyah b'sayfe. So from there, Taisa says that a pshia that's not a pshia gemur, it's only a pshia on the level of a shem esocher. Shem echina wouldn't, by shem echina we wouldn't look at it as a pshia. It's lunchtime, everybody goes home. So it's only a pshia for shem esocher. That's not a pshia gemur, that's a pshia that's on the level of neva vaveda. By a pshia shein a gemur, you don't say kilos of a pshia v'sayf v'vayis. The Ramban is masking to this yisayt, says the same dig in the Gemara. And he says the same dig in the Gemara. And the Ramban has other rayas to this yisoid that he brings. He brings a raya from the case of Hashem Socher, who gave it to Hashem Shemosh L'Shem. Hashem Socher gave it to Hashem Chinuch. So that's the one about Shemesh Shemosh L'Shemer. It's somewhere there in Tanakh Gimel Amaral. Shemesh Shemosh L'Shemer. No. Lamed Vav Amaral. That's the one about Lamed Vav Amaral. Shemesh Shemosh L'Shemer. So, and the, we pass in the Shemesh Shemosh L'Shemer is fine. It's potter. It's not considered to be a pshia. Except that there's an extra consideration. At Mehemnes L'Veshvur, the second Shemer is not Nehemnes L'Veshvur, but in some cases he is. If the Baalim is Rogel to give it over to the second Shemer, so he is Nehemnes L'Veshvur, because you see the Baalim are Mamin and Veshvur. Fine, that's a technical problem with that shul, but fundamentally, shomer shemos l'shomer is potter. No, it's the giving the shomer A, giving it to shomer B, delegating to shomer B is not a pshi in the not a pshi in the shul, and it's more beferish in the Gemara that it's not even a shomer socha gave it to shomer chinam, it's not considered to be a pshi. He says the Ramban, 1 second. Shomer socha gave it to shomer chinam. He says the Ramban, 1 second. At what level was the shomer socha watching it? He was watching at a very high level. He's being paid to watch it more than Kiddin Aftriyinshi. When he gives over the Shem Echinon, what level is the Shem Echinon watching it? Oh, low level. He's only going to watch the Kiddin Aftriyinshi. So there is a certain amount of Pshi over here that the Shemer, the person who was watching it, supposed to watch it at a high level, gave it over to somebody who's going to watch it at a low level. Now, at the end of the day, it was Meso. That's the case. It was Meso. So it was Tsaifa Bainus. But says there by it, but it was Tchilosoi Bipshia. He was watching it at the high level of Gneva Vaveda. He gave it over to Shem Echinim. He's only going to watch it from Shia. So why did he say Tchilosa v'Shia? The Seif Eloinus is higher. Says the Ramban, Vaiter, it's a Raya that Tchilosa, it's not a Shia on the level of Shem Echinim. It's a Shia on the level of Shem Esocher. He was watching it from Gneva Vaveda. He gave it over to somebody who's not going to watch it from Gneva Vaveda. But he was watching it more than Kedanatri Inshi. He gave it over to somebody who's going to watch it only Kedanatri Inshi. So that's a low level of Shia. And in the end, it was Seif Eloinus. So then you don't say Tchilosa v'Shia with Seif Eloinus. That's the raya that Ramban brings. Tosis there, and that half Tosis on Tzadik Gimel base is misyachas to that raya, and Tosis doesn't think that that's such a raya. Tosis holds from the same side, but that raya Tosis doesn't think. He thinks that giving it over to Shem Echinim is not called a pshia, because probably he'll watch it. Well, I don't know exactly why. Tosis doesn't say why. Tosis doesn't think that that's called a pshia, even on the level of low level pshia. Okay, I don't know what that machlokes is about. Then the Ramban goes on and he says another raya. So this is so. Now you need a pshia gemur. Pshia shein gemur is not mechayev. And he says a raya, hell of a raya. He says a raya from the Gemara. In Shor Shanogach, Daf Mem Hei. Gemara is the following case. Gemara is a case, a little bit of complicated Gemara. We don't need to get into all the complications, but the part in the Ramban quotes. That the case is somebody gave a shomer chinam to watch. Gave him a shor amud to watch. And the shor amud is watching the shor amud. And the shor amud, and he watches the shmirah, a good shmirah, certainly a good shmirah for shor amud anyway. Then the shor amud got out and it was killed somebody. So the Gemara says that the shor amud has to pay kofer to the family of the dead person, because when you have because the Gemara says that the Gemara is going that if you that a sharmud ain't le shmir l'sachem, that means the only good sharmud is the dead sharmud. So when you if you own a sharmud and it goes out and you locked it up in your garage and you bolted it and so on, it doesn't matter, it went out and it killed somebody, you consider it ain't le shmir l'sachem, you should have shechted. And anything less than shechting, it won't do. And Yechayev, vis-a-vis the rest of the world, he's called the Peshe. So it's midin shmiris nezokah. A shomer has to watch the thing that's part of the Kabbalah Shmir. He has to watch it from being mazik other people. So this shor amud went out and killed somebody. So he's a Peshe, clapping the dead person, and he has to pay kofer. But vis-a-vis the Baalim, he's potter. Because vis-a-vis the Baalim, he watched it as shmira that a shomer is mechuyev to watch. That's the kol bachos the shmira kusa. Maybe even a shmir mula, but it's a shomer chinam. But the Gemara says even a shmir chusa vis-a-vis the bial, because the bial now are out of shor. No, it's bad for the bial too. Now they're out of shor because the shor gets killed for having killed somebody. So his shmir, he was pesheya. The chayyim was pesheya klapi the bial, but the answer is no, he wasn't pesheya klapi the bial, because klapi the bial he watched the shmir chusa, and therefore klapi the bial he's supposed. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Says the Rabban, but if Tchilasu b'Pshir Mesayfer Ba'Oynes would be Chayev even by Pshir Shenig Mura. So over there, why is he part of the Klapei the Bailim? Halo Shomar Karoy L'Inyan Nizokin. He didn't watch the Shomar Mood good enough as far as Nizokin is concerned. V'Havim L'Mechiyuv V'Mishum Tchilasu b'Pshir Mesayfer Ba'Oynes. He was Peshaya Klapei the dead person. So even though he's on his Klapei the Bailim, we should look at it as Chilosev Peshaya Vesayfer Ba'Oynes. The answer is, but since not Peshaya Mamish, because he did a Shmir of Chusso. So we don't say Chilosev Peshaya Vesayfer Ba'Oynes Chai. Ad Kan Ramban. So this is out in the Bible. He says, you don't know what the Ramban is talking about. Mine in Shmita is Lassina. Chilosev Peshaya Vesayfer Ba'Oynes is Yerushalayim or something. You were Peshaya Klapei the Bailim, and then it was Oynes Klapei the Bailim. Over here, copy the Bailim, it was Oynes Mitchila Vasai. If you did a Shmir Chusav, copy the Bailim, you weren't Peshay at all. But the only thing is, you were Peshay copy the world, because you were Peshay copy the dead person. Because copy the dead person, we have a different level in the Shmir Lasakin. What does that do with Chosu Basir Vasai for Bailis? None of the theories of Chilosu B'Shiva Soifu B'Oynes that we have elaborated up till now are going to help over here. Whatever theory of Chilosu B'Shiva Soifu B'Oynes you want to plug in on. Chilosu B'Shiva Soifu B'Oynes on the theory of the Oynes is considered to be like the B'Shiva. You know, like the Tosef Ben Peretz or Kveger's Hezbir and Rome. Oynes Abo Machmas B'Shiva, the Oynes is reckoned like a B'Shiva. Okay, fine. So over here, the Oynes is reckoned like a B'Shiva. But it's only a Pshia Klapei the Nerek. It's not a Pshia Klapei the Bailim. Klapei the Bailim, he wasn't Pshia in the first place. The other theory, the Pshia is Mechayiv. What do we have to do? The Pshia is Mechayiv Klapei the Nerek. Why should the Pshia be Mechayiv Klapei the Bailim? Klapei the Bailim, I wasn't Pshia. Klapei the Bailim, I was not the guy. I was Shomer Shmir Chusik. So Rav Shach, in the back of the Aviezri, has a letter to Mrs. Zalman. We talked about this kasha of Mrs. Zalman, and that's in the bottom of the Ramban. And he says, it's a pshat in this Ramban. He doesn't elaborate too much. He says, b'kitzah nimrutz. I think he's more hesitant in what he says. He says, b'kitzah nimrutz, that the Ramban held that the p'tur of Oynes is because you can tie to my havali the metal. What can I do? That's Oynes, my Havalilah Mebel. But where you have a Chi of Shmira, even if the Chi of Shmira is to somebody else, to the Nera, but where you have a Chi of Shmira, you can't tie into my Havalilah Mebel. That's the way he writes in the letter. So it's very not clear. First of all, the source is something not so clear. It's also not clear, okay, so then the Kakawari Potter. Because it wasn't a Pshir Gemura. Meaning, if it's not a Pshir Gemura, but still, how could you tie them? Like, where'd that go? So it's not a Pshir. But then there was a Pshir Shaini Gemura, so how can you say my half of the member? Like, if that's the Pshat in the Ramban, even if we understood it, even if we understand it, so then Lemaisa, why? What's Pshat in there? What's Pshat? So what's the Ramban's answer? But it wasn't a Pshir Gemura. Okay, it wasn't a Pshir Gemura. But you're telling me that you can't, that wherever there's a Pshia, you can't say my Havali Lamevad. So even if it's a Pshia Shayna Gemur, but a Pshia it is, it's not. So how can you say my Havali Lamevad? very difficult Ramban. I don't know that I have a great shot Ramban. I think what I have to say is to say like this. What the Ramban over here is discussing is the Ramban had perhaps two theories of Tchilos Rav Shimon v'Sofer Baim, but they're not Rabbi Kvega's two theories. The Ramban had two theories of Tchilos Rav Shimon v'Sofer Baim. He had one theory of Tchilos Rav Shimon v'Sofer Baim is that the Pshi is a Maisa Machayev, like we've been saying yesterday and today. That the Pshi is a Maisa Machayev, and the Pshi therefore is Machayev. The Pshi is a Sivas Achiv, and it's a Sivas Achiv for anything that results from the Pshi. That's one Mahalach. And it was pushed by the Ramban that if that's the Pshat, then it's only Pshi Gemur. Al derech we saw in all the what we said in all the Rishonim, because only Pshi Gemur is a Maisa Machayev. But the Ramban had another possibility. And maybe there's a different Pshat in Chalos of Pshi Gemur. But it's not Rabbi Gregor's other possibility, that the Oynes is considered to be the Pshi. Rather, the other possibility the Ramban entertained was that maybe a Chiv Shmira is Mafkir Tainas Oynes. This is like a Shach. That Oynes Taka means my Havali Lameva. And any time you have a Chiv Shmira, even if it's a little Chiv Shmira, that's Mafkir, that you can no longer say my Havali Lameva. What should I have done? What do you mean? You had a Chiv Shmira. And if that's the case, then even if Shia She'ena Gemura, it's not a Siva Mechayev, it's not a Maisa Mechayev, but you did have a Chiv Shmira. Maybe even if Shia She'ena Gemura means you were negligent in a Chiv Shmira. Maybe the Chiv Shmira is Mafkia, the Din Oynes. In the Ramban's mind, the Nidon of whether Shia She'ena Gemura also triggers Chalasa B'Shia B'Saif of Oynes, what was the Nidon? So the Ramban understood going in that the difference between a Pshia Gemura and a Pshia She'ena Gemura is that a Pshia Gemura, the Pshia is Mechayim. By a Pshia She'ena Gemura, it's the lack of Shmir that's Mechayim. And therefore, by him, the Nidlin of whether or not you say Chalos of Pshia V'Soifa Ba'inis by a Pshia She'ena Gemura, the Nidlin was, in the Ramban's mind, is the Pshat in Chalos of Pshia V'Soifa Ba'inis Chayim, that the Pshia is Mechayim me for anything that results from the Pshia, because the Siba is a Maisa Mechayim. And then it's only a Pshia Gemurah. Or is the Pshat that a Chi of Shmira is Mafkia, my Taina Sinus. And then even if it's a Pshia She'ena Gemurah, but I had a Chi of Shmira, my Chi of Shmira is Mafkia, the Taina Sinus. Says the Ramban, I mean, you're right. If the Pshat is that the Chi of Shmira is Mafkia, the Taina Sinus, so Mali, if it's a Chi of Shmira, copy the violin, or it's a Chi of Shmira, copy the mace. But I had a Chiv Shmira. And since I had a Chiv Shmira, how can I say my Havli Lameva? Again, to ask more minds, that doesn't, it's hard, you know, one might say, maybe only a Chiv Shmira to the Bailum is Mafkir times my Havli Lameva. Maybe a Chiv Shmira to other people is not Mafkir my Havli Lameva. I don't know, that the Ramban doesn't think is chok. If the Chiv Shmira is Mafkir my ability to tie to my Havli Lameva, what do you mean my Havli Lameva? What should I have done? You should have done what the Torah told you to do. And not let your sacks go around killing people. So, ein l'shmir l'sakin. Since you had a chiv shmir that you're supposed to shech the sacks, because ein l'shmir l'sakin. That was your chiv shmir. Not copy the bailim, copy other interests of the Torah. Copy the nera. But nonetheless, by Musar HaTorah, you were supposed to shech this animal. Not let it get out and kill somebody. So you can no longer say, my havel l'mevet. But the Gemara says that you could. The Gemara says that you popped it. Says the Ramban, al korchach. Then that the pshat in Chilos of Pshia V'Soif HaBainis is not that the Chiyah of Shmir is not Chiyah of Tainas Sinus, but rather that the Pshia has to be a Maisa Mechayah, and it's Mechayah for anything even that the Pshia is a Maisa Mechayah. And Mela, that the Pshia is a Maisa Mechayah, and Klapi the Bailim, and I have no Chiyah, because there wasn't any Pshia, Klapi the Bailim. Well, if that's the case, then it's only Pshia Gemur. Because a Maisa Mechayah, only Pshia Gemur is a Maisa Mechayah, not a Pshia Shein Gemur. Okay. That's it. That's what I want to say over here. We're already a week on this sugya, right? We started Wednesday, now it's Tuesday. So how does the way I want to talk about the Raiva, or should we just go on? I guess I'll talk briefly about the Raiva. So Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. I want to talk briefly about the Ravid on Sadi Gimel on the base. I'm sorry, the Ravid on the base and the base of Baba Kama, the Ravid by Shvarim and Gemalim. And then we want to go out of the Sigma. I finish the Sigma, even this Sigma, I finish it. We have to go back to the Gemara.
Okay.
Take a look in the Hemshech of the Sugya, so on the bottom places. On the bottom Tosis, Ogham, I think, is the deeper master thing. So they look at the Tosis of Menopause. The kids are in the hall, so you look at the Tosis of Menopause. Together with the Tosis, look at the Tosis of Menopause. What? Yeah. And but today I see the whole all the Tosis of Menopause. It's not so much. You see all the Tosis of Menopause. And if you have time, to also look at Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. And that place is of Odom Vitanami.